47 years ago, I'd have to get my calendar out. It might have been today, tonight. I stepped to the pulpit for my first sermon as pastoring a church. A lot of things have happened in 47 full years. Climbed mountains, crossed rivers, went through deserts, had a desert experience one time, forget exactly where we were, what country we were in. We was traveling through a desert. All of a sudden we seen something kind of far off. What is going on? What can be in a desert? We stopped, pulled off the side of the road. We looked on out there, and there were two rams out there having a big fight. And they backed up from one another. They really got the horns on them. They backed up from one another, and they charged one another full speed ahead. And when they hit, they would just fly. And I never did forget that. Something like the saints of God, whenever they really go through the desert and get real dry on the inside, they really lock horns. Hallelujah. When you go through the water garden valleys or the water, where the water is flowing, it's a little different. We was traveling along on another trip, and I remember we was going through the prairies and some desert, and we could see out ahead, and I could just see tops of trees, but everywhere else there was just nothing, just barren ground. And I just kept looking and watching, and how can there be trees there? When we got up there a little bit closer, we found out there was a river flowing through that particular prairie. And alongside the river, on both sides, there were green trees that were growing. Nothing else, just sagebrush and everything away from that river. But by the river, there was life. I want to say tonight, amen, that we need to stay by the river of God. Hallelujah. And if we stay by the river of God, there is life there. Hallelujah. Amen. The river of God that flows out from the throne of God. Hallelujah. We need to come to that river, and there's where we need to drink. There's where we need to get our feet wet. There's where, amen, we need to get ourselves filled at the river of God. Hallelujah. So it's a great privilege for me to be able to be here. In the camp meeting, we thank the Lord for the work of God. Some around here, they think that, I don't know very much. And who, you know, sometimes I want to know who's in charge here. Well, back, I can't remember where, the Lord, He ordains different things in our life. And I remember some many years ago, Brother Miller was in good health. And, of course, you keep looking ahead all the time. And I was out praying one day, and I got God straightened up. I had a talk with God, and I told Him how it's going to be. And I said, I'm telling you something, God, if anything ever happens to Brother Miller, I just don't want any part of it. I don't want to ever, ever take that place or position. I had no, I didn't want to do that. I just... God, you have to raise up somebody somewhere. But, amen, I'm letting you know, God, it's not me. Hallelujah. And after Brother Miller did pass away, there was more than one came by looking to see, because they felt like God called them to be the next leader, but they never even showed up to any kinds of camp meetings and never come around. But they had big revelations way back when Brother Miller was out in tent meetings, and they were supposed to be the next director. Just all kinds of things they want to do. And there's a lot of people like that. Then, amen, the Lord worked in my life in a lot of ways. I remember I went through, we keep going through things, but I remember a period of time I went through one thing after another, after another, after another, after another. And I said, what could happen next? And I made a statement to somebody, and I didn't have any inkling that I would be here tonight or be in my position this time that I have been. And I said, I don't know what's going on, but God's got a plan. There's something going on, and something, there's something somewhere God wants me to do. God was getting me ready and preparing me. for the work of God. Back, I can't remember when it was. I think it was whenever. Must have been in the 70s that we had an opportunity to go up into Maine and go to a school. It was in a Bible school, and they had a big training course on leadership. And Brother David and I, we went to that. Brother Miller said, I think you ought to go. And Brother Larson said that, and the rest of the board, and we went. And not ever thinking that I could ever use it. We was up there several weeks. I can't remember how long. We was gone quite a while. And we took a training there in leadership. And it's helped. God knew He was getting me already. And in leadership, it's not the big I am. And people lose me when they said, I did this and I did that. And God moved because it was me that preached tonight. And God's used me. And I. I mean, it should be Jesus did it. The Lord did it. To be the glory to the Lord. For 47 years, it's just the glory of God. It's the mercy of God. The blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. And in that, amen, the work of God should be like a pyramid. And, amen, the broader you get your base, the more that you can do. And in the pyramid, there's somebody on the top, and then right under them, there's two. Under them's three. Under them's four. Under them's five, six, seven. And we go. And, amen, it should be a pyramid where the leader doesn't do everything. Everything. Probably, I'm not sure, in 91 is when I took this place, position. I'd probably be dead by now if I did everything. Everything. And I learned that you need to delegate. And you need to have others that step in. And they do different things and positions. That's why around in camp meeting, you see me around talking with you a little bit here and there. And there's others that are doing all kinds of things and working because it's been delegated to them. I remember just about the summer right after Brother Miller was gone, and some knock came on my door. We was in camp meeting. Said, Brother Eastman, so-and-so told me to do something. We've never done it that way before. Never. And I know they're doing it wrong, and I just don't want to do it. And I said, well, who is it that told you? And they told me. And I said, go do it. I said, go do it. I said, they're in charge. I said, but I'll tell you something. I'll pay them a visit. They're the head of the tabernacle, but I'll visit the one that's in the head of the tabernacle and let them know they told one of their workers to go to the left instead of to the right. Wow, they dropped their head. They couldn't hardly believe that. But amen, that's what we do. If something goes wrong here where I've put Brother Frazier in charge, he hears from me. I don't come to you that run over something. I go to whoever I put in charge. And then in turn, I've been working on all of them, and in our church too. Then you put some others in charge with the okay of leadership and break them in on different things, and it lets your pyramid get larger where you can get out and do more for God. Maybe you never heard anything like that, but it works. Amen, and that's the way it ought to be. Yes, if something went wrong, I'm the one that's guilty. I'm the one. I mean, if something went wrong legally here, you'd have to visit me in jail. We're not looking for anything like that, but sometimes things happen. And amen, but we've got laborers and workers together. And we're all in that pyramid. You're in there somewhere. And even if it's a place where you just make yourself available in your church, hallelujah, you make yourself, well, they never asked me to do anything. Well, you made yourself available, and then be faithful. You need to be faithful. Leaders look for people that are faithful. They're just not in and out and up and down all the time, but they look for people that will be faithful. They'll be in there, rain or shine. They're going to be going for God. Amen. And they look for that, and they watch for that. Song leaders, there's different times that song leaders say, hey, anytime I'll lead song service. I watch them. And if they sit in the back of the church all the time, they don't even stand or anything when song service is going on, they're just sitting there, I don't think they'd make a good song leader. And some of them have been song leaders, but I don't want them up here leading singing because they just sit down back there and fold their hands and won't sing at all. Some people will shout when they're in leadership, but they won't shout when they're in the back row. I don't have none of that written down here. No, nothing. Amen. And we as the children of God need to realize that. We need to keep ourselves available. And one of the ministries, a great, strong ministry in the church, not many people want to get in that ministry, and that's a ministry of prayer. Fasting, prayer. Because nobody sees it. Nobody knows that they do it. I talked to a pastor on the telephone from another state. How's things going? And he said, they're going great. He said, let me tell you, we have a blind lady here in our church, and every morning, every day, somebody brings her to the church, and she stays in the church. Sometimes she prays all day, half a day, however different lengths of time, and she's a prayer warrior here in the house of God. And Brother Eastman, God's really moving in the church. Wasn't it? He's a great preacher. But it was prayer. Anything that's done, we've had a camp meeting, but I'm going to tell you, I don't know where it's all come from, but there's been a lot of prayer ahead of time that's gone into this camp meeting. How do I know? Because we've had a move of God like we haven't had for a long time. Amen. There's people praying and looking at the Lord, and they don't say anything. They wouldn't get up, and how many's really been praying for it? They wouldn't even get up to be seen. Hallelujah, too many of us want some kind of a ministry where we're going to be seen all the time. Hallelujah. Amen, it just does my heart good. Tears come to my eyes when I see God working and moving. I'm sitting back there in a congregation and good things are happening. Hallelujah, I see the work of God's on the move. Hallelujah, that's the way it ought to be. Come on, can you say amen? Hallelujah. All right, you got something that you didn't know you was going to get there tonight. Hallelujah. And it all happened because you took an offering for me. Maybe you'll go get it back now. I don't know. Tonight's the last night of camp meeting. And I want to say God bless everybody. Every day, if you would take a look at the list that's in the cafeteria, think in the back of the tabernacle too, a work list, it takes over 50 people on different jobs every single day here. I want to thank all 50-some of them every day that they have been here and done the work in the cafeteria, in the restrooms, sweeping and cleaning and picking up paper and, just so many different positions that are there. Their labors, hallelujah, and some of us probably never looked at the sheet and we don't even know who did what, but somebody cleaned it up in here pretty nice, amen, and all kinds of things. We want to say thank you. And we're thankful for, amen, all ministry that obeyed the Lord. And I thank God for you that responded. And God has done a work in the hearts of many of us. We're going to be pulling out of the campground tomorrow morning. Amen, a great big diesel truck that's sitting on the campground. The motor's going to wind up and head down the highway. You're going out, some of you tonight, some of you tomorrow morning. And you're going to start the engines of those automobiles. And you're going to be driving away from campground out into the mission field, into where you have come from. And I want you to be faithful wherever you go. You be faithful to the Lord, first of all. Don't fall short in serving God. Be faithful into the church where you attend. If you don't attend somewhere, get in and get busy. And be faithful in the house of God. Many churches now have shut down to one service almost a week, Sunday morning. I've heard of a few that run it on Sunday night instead of Sunday morning, whatever reason. The devil knows. He works in the system to just rob the children of God of time, of prayer life, and all these different kind of things so that the children of God, love the Lord, but they find that they just can't hardly make it to services out there very much. I'll tell you, you need to get out. We have one brother, Brother Brian, that was around here and was our worker here. I mean, if you had a problem, a light out, a problem in a restroom or a door wouldn't shut, he was on call here all through camp and he had to go home because he had to get ready and get back to work. But He was there looking and working for God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for laborers and workers that will do that. And in the middle of this, he has to work sometimes every other Sunday. He works in the church. He's got a place and a position in the church. And you know what? He went right away to his boss and he said, somehow I want it worked out so that I can be free to be in church on Sunday morning in the house of God. And I'll tell you what, they give him permission. Hallelujah. They gave him, he's a worker in a home, in the Lutheran home at Kane, and he's maintenance, so anything can happen. And so he has to carry a radio. But they said, okay, you can go to the house of God. When it's over, then you come back to work. And he gets off. And as far as I know, they even pay him. And he's off, and he goes into Sunday school class and different things that he does. When he's done, he goes back to work. He said, I want to have Sunday aside so that I can serve the Lord. And it's a sad thing, but a lot of people don't have anything going Sunday night at all anywhere. Don't go to church anymore. I thought I was going to preach a pretty good message of getting a hold of God. In this last night, it's enough for that. The Lord wants to meet you, and the Lord wants to do some things in every one of your lives. And He wants you to reach out to Him. Hallelujah. Okay? We're going to the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. You have your Bibles. Find it and stand, and we're going to read a few verses of Scripture together here. Hallelujah. Glory to God for His Word. Praise the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 18, and we are going to drop right down here in this 18th chapter. I've got to get the verse that I want here. And in this 18th chapter, I want to go down to lots of pages here. We'll get it. Chapter 18. Verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. If Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Now we're reading where the prophets of Baal are put to the test at this particular time. And Elijah said unto the people, I even only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them, therefore, give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. Call on the name of your gods, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Father, we thank you for the reading of the Word of God tonight. Lord, I stand before you tonight, God. Give myself to you. And my God, let the anointing that breaks the yoke flow. Open up our spirits, God, to understand the Word of God tonight. Hallelujah. And God, that you will do the work that you desire to do in our midst tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to work on this, but we're going back. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. Hallelujah. When we get into this, we could go through the whole 18th chapter of this book here tonight, but we find that the people were just following other gods. They were following the prophets of Baal, and they were following the prophets of Jezebel, that she had 400 prophets, and 450 prophets of Baal, and they were going, and they were looking for somebody else to give them all the answers. I'll tell you, we need to get answers when the Word of God is preached. There are prophets today. There's those that prophesy, and we know that, but yet, as a children of God, we need to learn how to reach out to God to get answers, amen, that God will give us us an answer. He may give it through the preaching tonight. Maybe already He's done it through singing and worship or somewhere else in this camp meeting. Hallelujah. But a lot of times we can get lazy and we just want to go to somebody else to get some guidance and some direction and some leading. But as the children of God, hallelujah, we need to learn to come into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to learn how to call upon Him. Amen. And not lean on our own understanding. We need, hallelujah, to get in the secret place of the Most High. He said, then we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We need to get into that secret place of the Most High. We need to find the place that God wants us to be in, a place where we can get a hold of God and God can get a hold of us. Hallelujah. Where we can call upon Him and He'll answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Hallelujah. We need to learn how to get into that secret place of God, a place where we can just call upon Him. He is always there. When you call upon people on the phone, you know, they're just busy all the time. Today, amen, people call others up on email, but sometimes they never get an answer because the person on the other end maybe never reads the email, or they're busy somewhere and it's a week before they get back to them. I'm going to tell you, but we're serving a God that when we call, He can answer. Hallelujah. And a lot of times before we even call, the answer is already on the way. Hallelujah. The Lord, amen, is about to move and to work. Glory to God, even before we ever call upon Him. Hallelujah. But we have not because we ask not. And it says, and then when we ask amiss. Amen. To put it up on our own lust and desires that we have. And we need to ask for the will of God. We need to get into the secret place of the Most High. Get in the place where, amen, we can call upon the Lord. We find, amen, when it was out fighting the battle and the sun was going down. Hallelujah. Amen. And the man of God says, we're not going to win the battle. The battle is going and the time is really coming against us. Darkness is coming against us. Night is coming against us. And there's just no way that we can win this battle. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. He was in a secret place of the Most High. He looked up and he said, we got to win a battle. Sun stands still. Looked over there, moon stands still. Hallelujah. For 23 hours and plus it stood still. Never a day like that ever on the earth before then or after that. Hallelujah. Why? Because, amen, he was in a secret place of the Most High, and when he called upon the Lord moved and the Lord did it. Hallelujah. Things that Moses spoke. Hallelujah. The Lord did it and he brought it to pass. Amen. Things that Joshua spoke. Amen. Things, hallelujah, that the men of God spoke. Hallelujah. And they would just call upon God and he would be there. Amen. We don't have to beg God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to get ready. You say, well, I just haven't got some. I didn't get any answer. But get ready. Amen. You need to be prepared. Hallelujah. You need to be ready to go. You need to be ready. Hallelujah. Because the answer is on its way. Hallelujah. And when that answer comes, you need to be ready to receive it. I think a lot of times as the children of God, just about time when God is going to come right on the scene and the mountain's going to be removed, we give up and we quit and we walk away and we never get an answer and we say, where is God? Hallelujah. He's been there all the time. But when we get it just right, hallelujah, amen, cooks, when they cook food, want to get it just right. Just right. Probably all the ladies in here and some of the men's got a special dish. Nobody can make it like you can, but it's got to be just right. And you just know a little more, a dash of this and another dash of that. Turn the temperature up or whatever it is, and you can come out it with it like nobody can make it that has ever ate it around you. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, the same way. Hallelujah, when we get just right and we just, amen, we've prayed enough and we've got ourselves, amen, locked in the secret place of the Most High, and hallelujah, we're right there, amen, calling upon the Lord, glory to God, then the answer can come. Can you say amen? I can remember a house that I had, for whatever reason, in a closet was a window, hallelujah, in there, and so I just took that closet, pushed the clothes over, and I made it a prayer closet, hallelujah, and I put an old wooden chair in there, and when I would come home from work at night, I would say to my wife, and we had an agreement, that I was going in there, and I was going to lock myself in there, and I wouldn't come out till I heard from heaven and heard from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I would lock myself in that prayer closet, and we had an agreement if it come a certain time, she'd feed the children and take care of them, and I'd stay in there until I heard from heaven. And I would go in there, and sometimes I'd be in there half an hour and hear from heaven. There's times that I would stay in there, and I don't think it was God. It was a temptation probably of the devil. She'd be cooking the evening meal, and my, oh my, it would just come in and come right under that closet door. Amen. And I'd be dealing at that chair. And I worked all day now, and amen, I was hungry. Hallelujah. And I mean, I would just get the odor of that. And there's times I almost looked around. I was going to open the door and go out and eat and then come back and pray. And I said, no. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay locked in until I hear from heaven. Hallelujah. Sometimes I come out at 9 o'clock at night. Amen. It was just a different time. But every time, hallelujah, before I came out, I heard from heaven. Hallelujah. I heard from the Lord. Hallelujah. That's part of getting in the secret place of the Most High. Getting in a place alone with God, shut in with the Lord. We need to have prayers in the church together. The body of Christ needs to pray together. Families need to pray together. You need to pray together, fellows, with your wife and with your husbands. Hallelujah. You need to pray together with your families. And then you need to have a secret place of prayer. Hallelujah. Where you're going to get in there. Hallelujah. And shut yourself in until you hear from heaven. I know we have the time element here, that we, amen, are guided a lot by time. A time to arise, a time to go to bed, a time to go to work, a time to do this, and a time to do that. But I'll tell you, in the middle of that, we need to take time for the Lord. Jesus was busy every day from daylight to night. But I'll tell you, after dark many times, He went into the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. Jesus did. If He needed to do that, I think I need to do it. I think that you need to do it. Hallelujah. To get into that secret place of the Most High. And He would get in there. Amen. They were there resting somewhere, and they'd wake up maybe in the middle of the night, Peter or John, and Jesus would be gone. Hallelujah. But they knew where He was. He was up in the mountain seeking, amen, the will of the Father. Many times He would rise up very early. And I mean, He got weary just like you and I do. He hungered like you and I do. I mean, He got tired like you and I do. He was flesh and blood at that time. Hallelujah. And yet He would rise up before the rest of them, and He would go up into the mountain praying, amen, to the God the Father to give Him direction for that day. Praying, what does God want to do? I'm going to tell you, they were all great days, but there were some days that were very special days when special things happened and took place. Hallelujah. But when He went, we know, amen, as He went, hallelujah, He went in the Spirit of the living God. Why? Because He was in that secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. We find right here as we're in the Word of God that the man of God in the Word that we're preaching about tonight, hallelujah, He knew how to get into that secret place of the Most High. He was out in the middle of a battle now. And in that battle, the people were all following the strange gods. Following, you know, they shout over there, they went over there. You know, and probably a lot of the children, they like to go to some witch doctor and get their answer than going to God. Can you say amen? Back a lot of years ago, one Sunday night, in the middle of my preaching, all of a sudden I said, and the horoscope is not right. That don't come from God. So that horoscope guides a lot of lives. And I said, you never look at that. You don't want any part of that, because that's not coming from Almighty God. But I'll tell you, some of God's people get so lazy they'll go to the horoscope than to go to God. Come on and say amen. Hallelujah. And so I preached on that, and after church somebody came to me and said, why did you preach about that? We don't have the horoscope, whatever it is, in our daily paper. It's not in there. I don't know, I said, but God told me, amen, and He just led me as I was preaching, and it came right out, and laid it right out there before you. And don't you know, the next night, on Monday night, amen, when they got the newspaper, for the first time ever, the horoscope was in there. The Lord knew before it got in there. We know that. It's no big thing. He knew that. And He wanted to warn His people. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what's guiding our life. Some people look at the horoscope, I guess, and they shake and everything else. Are you out there? Amen. I know of people, I've heard about people that they travel all over somewhere to go to some kind of a fortune teller to get their guidance. I mean to tell you, we need to get in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. And we find, amen, that this man of God, Elijah, he had been in that secret place and he knew something had to change in the country. Something had to change in the church. Hallelujah. And he had to confront it and hit it head on. Amen. There's time. Amen. As ministers of the gospel, sometimes there's things that have to be hit head on. Hallelujah. And amen. God will guide the leader. Amen. That something needs to be straightened out or something needs to be changed. Amen. The Lord knows that. There's one thing for sure. I like preaching where it says love God, serve God, look for a miracle. That's good kind of preaching. But I'm going to tell you, I want to thank God for preaching that lays down on the line as well. And when it's laid out on the line, and there's something in my life that's drawn me away from God and taken spiritual strength out of me. Hallelujah. I want to, amen, I should know better, but I want it stirred up in me, amen, from somewhere, a preaching of the Word of God or something, someplace. Hallelujah. And the Word of God, many times we have to realize always it's a sharp, two-edged sword that pierces, amen, going in and coming out. And the Word of God doesn't only make us feel good, it cuts down into our spirits and our souls, hallelujah, and into our hearts, and said, that's enough of that, son. You're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to just get straightened up here. Hallelujah. Say, I've served God all this while. I don't have to get straightened up. Oh, yes, we've got to stay straight. It's a straight and narrow way, and few there be that will find it according here to the Word of God. Glory to God. When we move on down long here tonight, we find, amen, he said, how long do you halt between two opinions? You better make up your mind and follow the Lord. Hallelujah. And then, amen, again, I want to get down to my part I'm really interested in. Call on the name of your God. I'll call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let Him be God. Hallelujah. When the Lord comes down and He really does something in your life, you know it's God. Hallelujah. He comes down and He moves in your life in a great way. And then we go on, for you that maybe haven't looked at it for a while, I'll tell you, they called the, first of all, he said to the prophets of Baal, go ahead. And so they killed their bull, and they just hours and all day, they called on their God. They screamed, they cried, they cut themselves, and nothing. And come down to the evening sacrifice, it said there was no voice and not any that answered over in verse 26. And they leaped upon the altar which was made, and they just tore that altar down. Hallelujah. But then we find they cried aloud, and they cut themselves in verse 28 after this manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied. People just believe in prophecy. Hallelujah. Believe in prophecy. I heard a prophecy one time. Do you want to listen to prophecy? I heard one night. And it said, thus saith the Lord. So that makes it the Lord, don't it? Yeah. Go home and kill your cats and dogs. I heard a prophecy like that. I did too. Thus saith the Lord. When you say, thus saith the Lord, anything you say, it makes it right. Huh? Might have been a few of you that's here, might have been in that meeting. Hallelujah. It wasn't any of you that's in here. Hallelujah. I happened to be in charge of that meeting, so I had to do something. What did I do? I got up. I'm sorry, folks, that is not of the Lord. Well, it was thus saith the Lord. No. Come on. They don't line up with the Word of God. They'd obeyed that. They'd all went home, killed their cats and dogs. Boy. Hallelujah. And if that stood true yet today, you'd have to get rid of yours. Boy, some of you are really looking. Said, it's for my neighbor. I think I'm going to get rid of his. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. I thought, why did they ever do that? I got them off the side after I had to deal with them. You know, they got all worked up and everything, and I guess as far as I know, they didn't go to church there very much longer, you know, because they thought it was really real. I thought, where did they ever get this? And I found out. Want to come back next year and I'll tell you. Huh? Hallelujah. Here's what happened. They had a friend that loved the Lord and served God. And this friend had some cats or dogs in their house. And every time this person would go to visit them and have a cup of coffee, they'd get all bit up with fleas. Fleas would be all over them. And they didn't like that. So if they were meaning for their friend to kill their dogs and cats, so and get rid of them lice that was in there, so they could go and have a nice cup of coffee without lice swimming in there. But they said, thus saith the Lord. Prophecy can be judged. Prophecy is to come to pass. It's to happen. It said, let one prophesy, others sit by, and they can judge that prophecy. They don't get up, well, that was wrong or right. They stay in their rightful place. But yet they can do that because it needs to come from the Lord. Amen? I didn't have that plan tonight. Praise the Lord. You wish Brother Atkins would have stayed. Hallelujah. And we go on and move along here. And it says, they leaped upon the altar that was made. Hallelujah. And Elijah mocked them and said, peradventure he's sleeping and must be awakened. And they cut themselves. And then when it come to the evening sacrifice, there wasn't any answer and not anybody that regarded and came and answered and brought fire down. And Elijah in verse 30 said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord. First thing we got to do is get the altar of the Lord repaired. Amen. We've got to have an altar where we come to God, a place where we meet the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to get the altar repaired. In other words, that means if you're not having a time of prayer, you need to find yourself a place of prayer. Hallelujah. And get down before the Lord. And amen, a place where you're going to come and meet the Lord. I believe the altar of prayer for Adam and Eve was in the garden. And every day the Lord would come into the cool of the day in the garden and He would talk with them and they with Him. And He would give them instruction and whatever He did and said there. But it was in the cool of the day. They had a place where they met God. Amen, in the cool of day. We find Elijah here had to rebuild the altar. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, we need the altar in the church. We need, amen, in the church, a place where we can call upon God and come. Hallelujah. A public place. A place where we can gather together. Hallelujah. And get around the altars and call upon God. Hallelujah. And present things before the Lord. He had to prepare that altar that was broken down. And I'm going to tell you, when you get away from God, your altar is broken down. You don't have time to go to church. You don't have time to pray. You don't have time to read the Word of God. Hallelujah. And He took those 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, hallelujah, to whom the word of the Lord came saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He built that altar in the name of the Lord. I'll tell you, not just to build an altar to just say, I got an altar in my house, but amen, you need to have a place of prayer where you can get a hold of the Lord, a place where you can be by yourself. Some go into the basement, some go in their bedroom, some go in different places where they can get alone with God. Hallelujah. And you need to have a place, and that needs to be prepared and proper. Hallelujah. When you bow before the Lord, it isn't, look who I am, God, but look who you are. Hallelujah. And I'm serving you, the living God of heaven. Amen. That takes away the sin. Hallelujah. As we call upon you, and you can present your needs before the Lord there. And then we drop on down to verse 37. He said, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God. Hallelujah. And that thou hast turned their heart back again. Oh, God can turn the hearts of people back again. When we cool off in God, I'm sure many of you, He has taken and turned your heart back to God at different times. Now, here's another verse I want in verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell. Hallelujah. When they got in the proper place, they got it prepared in the right way. They got their hearts turned in the right direction. Hallelujah. They shut out everything else. Then, hallelujah, the fire of the Lord fell. Hallelujah. Amen. The fire fell. Glory to God. And the fire, it's a refining fire. The fire can burn out the chaff in our life. The fire can burn out, amen, the things in our life that are worldly, things that ought not to be in there, things that hinder us, things that get the clutter in our life. Amen. The fire of God, amen, can come in and burn that out of our lives. Hallelujah. So, you know, we need to burn it and get it out of our life. Sometimes there's people that things, when things happen in their life and they have things in their home that ought not to be in their home, it's happened around here and happens in different places. They'll take them out and get rid of them and burn them up and break them and throw them away and get rid of these things in, that were in there. And in our, some of our homes, there's things in there that shouldn't be in there. The wrong kind of music, the wrong kind of reading. And even some ought to get rid of their computer because some of them are looking at more things than all the latest news. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's in there. And how can the blessing of God be upon them? Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, when the blessing of God is not up on you, you need to take an examination and why, God, hallelujah, isn't things working and moving right? Hallelujah, it's not the Lord that's in the wrong place, but it's us that's in the wrong place. Hallelujah, and we need to clean the house. Glory to God. Then when they clean the house, hallelujah, and they build it the way it should be. Amen, they got their lives in the direction that God wanted them to go. They built their lives, amen, around God and around the Word of God. Then the fire fell. Hallelujah, when we seek Him, we'll find Him. Hallelujah. When we call upon Him, He will answer. Hallelujah. And the fire fell. And that's not the end. And when the people saw that, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Reading down in, there in verse 39. Amen. He is God. Hallelujah. In other words, before it was the prophets of Baal was God and what they were serving and the statues and the trees and everything else that they were serving. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Amen. Tonight, it's not those things that will save us and answer prayer. All the things that people call God. Amen. Many of them have been destroyed and gone. Hallelujah. But the God that we are serving is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, He'll send the fire. Amen. Let the fire burn down in your soul and in your spirit. Glory to God. He is a God, amen, of fire. And then, amen, and it said, Elijah said to them, take those prophets of Baal. And they had to take them out, and they killed every one of them. They slew them all in verse 41. Now look in verse 40. In verse 41, and Elijah said unto Ahab, who was the king, hallelujah, wasn't living right himself, Ahab, he said, "Get yourself up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain." When they got everything in order and they got the things out of their life that was getting in the road, hallelujah, and then all of a sudden they heard a sound. Glory to God. A sound. Hallelujah. A sound. Glory to God. A sound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we had a tornado over in our area back a lot of years ago, amen, before that tornado there was a sound coming. Hallelujah. You could hear a sound of a rushing mighty wind coming. Hallelujah. And you know the wind went through. Hallelujah. And we know what the wind did. And I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, when we get our house in order, hallelujah, we'll be able to hear the sound, hallelujah, amen, of the wind of God, hallelujah, of the wind of God that comes, hallelujah, to blow out the dross, hallelujah, amen, and fire us up in Him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Let's look a little bit further here as we read this here tonight. And He says, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Hallelujah. And what He is really saying here, I hear a sound, hallelujah, of the abundance of the Spirit of God working and moving and beginning to flow. Hallelujah. And I like that. And Ahab, he went up and he ate and he drank, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, the mountain, and I mean, he still was a praying, and looked, and he cast himself down on the earth and put his face down between his knees. In other words, he shut out everything. Hallelujah. You need to shut off the radio and shut off everything else. Hallelujah. When you get that closet door shut or that prayer room shut, hallelujah, and you need to get in there and stay in there and get a hold of God, hallelujah, and call upon the Lord until the presence of God begins to flow through you and in you, hallelujah. Amen. There's times He gave me a message to preach for the next service. There was different things that He did in that nature, and there was times that He would just come down and flood me, hallelujah, and fill me, and the rivers of water would run from heaven, hallelujah, glory to God, and He would strengthen me in my soul, in my spirit, hallelujah, that I would be able to come out of there with victory. I have the cares of life when I went in there, and all the activities of the day, and all the things that had taken place when I went into that place, hallelujah, but when I came out, hallelujah, lifted up in my spirit, hallelujah, and being able to do things right, and not getting angry and upset and mad, hallelujah, and cursing God and dying. I was able, amen, to face things with the mind of Christ, hallelujah, and the power of the Most High within me, and so can you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And He went up there, and He got Himself locked right in. And even though, I mean, He heard it. He knew. He knew we got things cleaned up. We got rid of those prophets. There's some people, amen, out there doing things for God that don't have any business to do something for God. Hallelujah. If you know you're not living right, you're asked to start teaching a class, you need to say, no, I don't want to teach any class. I am not in condition and shape to teach that class, because I'm telling you, you can get in big trouble if you go out there and you do things when your heart isn't right with the Lord. Come on and say amen. Hallelujah. It's not too much shouting kind of a message right here at this time, but it'll do us good, amen, down in our souls and in our spirits. And we find that He locked Himself up, and He had a servant, and He said, go look towards the sea. And he went up and he looked and said, there is nothing. There is nothing. Well, I prayed about it, nothing happened, so I took the matter in my own hands. Hallelujah. We need to wait on the Lord. Come on. Amen. And there was nothing. He went out and he was praying. In other words, it's supposed to rain, but there's nothing. There's no clouds in the sky. There's no wind blowing. There's nothing going on out there. And it hadn't rained for a long time, and there was a real drought in the land. And then the Bible says he said again, and he went up and he looked and said, there's nothing. And he said, go out again. Seven times he did that. Hallelujah. With his head right down, right on the floor, he cried out, my God, amen. They've set their house in order. They've called upon you. They've repented. They've turned to you. Now send down the rain. Hallelujah. Amen. He said it before it came. He said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Glory to God. And many times, I came into a lot of services here in camp meeting, and I knew, amen, He was going to move. I walked on a platform one night. I said to the preachers that were here, get ready. Amen. There's a move of God. He's moving in already. I could hear that sound of an abundance of rain coming, and it came. Hallelujah. And so he prayed seven times. I mean, he was not going to be turned aside. He was calling on the Lord. Now, God, it's time for a visitation. And he called upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And then as we go on down here, and it came to pass at the seventh time, he said in verse 44, behold, when he went out, he said, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. Amen. In other words, there's a little cloud, just a little one. Not a great big one covering half of the sky, but there's a little cloud. There was nothing until the seventh time. Hallelujah. The Lord watches to see if we'll quit and give up. Hallelujah. We got to have a determination. I got to get to the Lord somehow. He knew it was in the order. Amen. And they did need rain to save the land. He knew that was the will of God. But he had to pray. Hallelujah. And he said, there is like a man's hand, a little cloud. And right away he said, go up and tell Ahab, get your chariot ready. Get down, that the rain don't stop thee. Hallelujah. Get down so that rain won't stop you. You'd better get down off of the mountain. You'd better head for the city, because we're headed for rain. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm excited about this. And it came to pass in the meanwhile, while he was doing that and talked to the king, that the heavens were black with clouds and wind. Hallelujah. Don't take long for the Lord to work and move. Amen. When he gets ready, he's going to move. Hallelujah. And there was a great rain. Hallelujah. Great rain that came down. Hallelujah. And Ahab rode and he went to Jezreel. And this is one of the most exciting verses here in 46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins. We need to keep our loins girded up. We need to keep our running shoes on. Hallelujah, to go for God. And he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Ahab had the best horses there was in the land. He had the fastest moving chariot there was. Hallelujah. But amen. We find that Elijah, he ran ahead of him. He outran him. Amen. And he was there. And it says, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. And he greeted him when he came into the city gate. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. And I'll tell you, just dragging our feet, can't hardly make it. We need to get the Spirit of the Lord upon us and working in us, that we'll be say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. We'll be able to really reach out to God and go for God. Hallelujah. God is a consuming fire. Amen. He works and moves. Hallelujah. And then he has prepared, amen, the fire for his work. Hallelujah. And amen, we are glad for that. We go over into the New Testament because of time, and we look in the book of Acts. When we read there, there's other scriptures, some in the Chronicles and some other places that talks about fire. But on the day of Pentecost, in the second chapter of the book of Acts, said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord in one place. Amen. And again, that's what happened back here in 1 Kings. They had to get in one accord in one place and said, He is God. Yes, we will serve God. That's when God began to move. That's when we get into the house of God. Please never be a hindrance when you go to the house of God so that God can't move in a church. Get yourself in one mind and one accord. Get yourself right with God so that whatever God wants to do in that service tonight, He'll be able to get it done. Hallelujah. Whenever there's not too much of a move in a service, people are not in one mind and one accord. We need to get that. I mean, we need to get our altar built right. We need to come into His gates with praise, into His courts with thanksgiving. Amen. We need to enter in to the presence of God and get ourselves ready. And when we get ourselves ready, then the Spirit of God will work and move. We go to the pool of Bethesda, and there was a certain time the angel of the Lord would come down and trouble the water. And when the angel of the Lord troubled the water, the first one in would be healed of whatever and cured of whatever disease or sickness they had. It didn't matter how long or how old they were. Hallelujah, but they had to get in when the move of God was there. I've been over there. I went to the pool of Bethesda, and I made up my mind, I'm going to get down there and get my hands in the water of the pool of Bethesda. Amen. I got down to the pool of Bethesda, put my hands on, and I mean they were on fire, amen, with the presence and the power of God. Hallelujah. And that was that way when they got those people in there, and they was made whole. We need to be ready when God moves. When He gets ready, we'd better move. Hallelujah. But you got to be in one accord in one place. We were in the upper room. We went into the upper room when we was over there. And I'll tell you, it was just like receiving a baptism of the Holy Ghost all over again. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, there wasn't a dry eye up there. People had their hands raised, and they were glorifying God and honoring God. Hallelujah. And I mean the presence of God was there. And we got to get in one accord. And when we get in one accord, get tuned in. Hallelujah. And then something happens. And then it says, and suddenly, in verse 2, they were in one accord, then suddenly, hallelujah. This is why in a service, maybe sometime in the preaching of the word, all of a sudden the God begins to move. It's because people are getting in one accord, amen, and it's time to really reach out to the Lord and receive from Him then. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And so, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Hallelujah. That's the best sound there is. Amen. A sound from heaven. Hallelujah. And a sound came from heaven. Hallelujah. As of a rushing mighty wind. Forget the name of the girl. Somebody might name her. She was a crippled young lady. And amen. She couldn't walk. Couldn't go to school. She was all crippled up. And so, amen. But she loved Jesus. And she, amen, had a visitation from the Lord. And the Lord said, I'm going to heal you. And so she told her daddy, says, I want you to take me to the store. This is a lot of years ago. And I want to buy a new dress. Why do you need a new dress, honey? Because the Lord's going to heal me. And she said, I want a new pair of shoes. Couldn't even probably get a pair of shoes on her feet. They were so crippled up. Says, I need a new pair of shoes. I think her last name was Baxter, if I remember right. And, amen, she said, I want a new pair of shoes. And so her daddy just wanted to be nice to her and took her. Why do you want it, honey? Because Sunday afternoon, the Lord's going to come and the Lord's going to work a miracle and heal me. Hallelujah. And I want to be ready. She was getting herself ready. Hallelujah. Just a little girl, she's getting herself ready. She got all ready. And so her sister went to Sunday school that day. She said, if you want to come over to my house this afternoon, Jesus is coming into the house. He's going to come, and He's going to heal my sister. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's fine. A few of them showed up, but not very many. And so they went into the house, and so He's going to come. I think it was at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Jesus is going to come and do the work. Boy, she was way out. Well, listen to the rest of the story. And so they got in the room and they got her in her chair. And I'm sure as the mother looked across, probably tears came down her eyes. There's her little daughter looking forward to something like this. Beautiful dress on that she'll be able to show everybody. Beautiful white shoes on her feet. And there they got them on the best they could there. And there she was. Hallelujah. And they sit there. The clock was ticking and they all was getting quiet. And amen, the people that was in that room just was still. 4 o'clock, the clock started, the bell started ringing on the clock, dinging. All of a sudden, amen, I believe it, if I can remember right, the door banged. Down the hall came a wind. Hallelujah. And the wind came into the room. Hallelujah. And the little girl looked by the door. And there stood Jesus. I've been in services where God's Spirit or Jesus has really came, or however you want to word it. And there was children fussing and everything, and it was dead still. Children quieted down. Hallelujah. Because I believe He walked in. And she said, He walked across the room and He came and He walked around me and stood behind me and He laid His hands on my back. Nobody could move or anything in that room. And then He turned and He walked back across the room and stood by the door. She stood up on her feet and she was made whole. She said, Jesus, I think, stood to see His work, how it was done. And she went her way and she was made whole and walked the rest of her life. There was a sound of a rushing mighty wind that came into the room. There's times here, I believe it's came right in here. All of a sudden you feel the Spirit beginning to move. You feel like something is just about to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the Spirit of God moving in. The presence of God is moving in. And when it moves in, even if you're just lost out somewhere in La La Land, amen, you need to come to attention. Hallelujah. And when He comes by, you don't want Him to pass you up. On the porches at the Pool of Bethesda, all kinds of people lay there of all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. The healer walked on those porches that day, but there was only one person, amen, that really, we'll say, felt the wind blowing, so to speak, and realized it was Jesus and reached up to Him, and He was made ever with whole. Hallelujah. When the Lord moves and works, sometimes probably all of us have walked out of the church, didn't think we received anything at all because our mind was all wrapped up in what we were going to get in the cafeteria or about going to work tomorrow. Amen. We need to get a hold of our mind. Hallelujah. And say, mind, you stop and listen to the Word of God. Hallelujah. And so, amen. The Bible tells us here that there was in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound of heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. When the Lord comes, He just don't move in the front. Hallelujah. Come on. He can move in another place. I've been in some meetings, large meetings. All of a sudden, just in wherever I was at, all of a sudden we just hear a bunch of shouting and praising God. And I can remember looking across to like some different sections, maybe three sections on over, and all of a sudden, amen, every one of them was right out in the Spirit. Amen, the Spirit of God began to move and just came like a rushing mighty wind across that auditorium, and bang, 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 hallelujah. And when He comes in, glory to God, I mean, He comes in, you can feel Him from the back door to the front door. He's in the house, glory to God. And we come up because the altar's here and get up together where we worship God together and shut out other things. But amen, God can raise a cripple right up out of the back seat. Amen, we're serving that kind of a God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then, amen, just a little bit longer in my preaching. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. I'm talking about the fire tonight. Hallelujah. And it set upon each one of them. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. That fire was a demonstration, really, of God being present. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It was there, that fire, that the power of God was there. Glory to God. And that fire, amen, was burning there. They seen those tongues of fire, hallelujah, that was there. Reading again, it was tongues like fire, and it set upon each of them. Hallelujah. The Lord is able to touch every one of us. Amen. He's able to do something for every single person in here tonight yet. Amen. God can do that. That's the kind of God that we are serving. Hallelujah. And He was present in a very powerful way in that upper room. Glory to God. We need to have that experience. We might not be able to get to Jerusalem and go up in that upper room, but we can get in the upper room. Hallelujah. And then that happened, and they were all filled after that with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. When that fire appeared and that rushing mighty wind came in, or the Spirit of God moved in on a situation. I mean, you can be all upset about something, but when the Spirit of God moves in, hallelujah, you have a great calmness there. Hallelujah, you're just all settled down. Amen. That's because, amen, of the presence of God that has flowed into your midst, into your home, into your life, into the church. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is working and moving. And they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, amen, gave them the utterance. What an experience they had. Hallelujah. But they got in where the fire was. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's prepared for us today. Glory to God that we can have, amen, that anointing of God upon our life. And we can go out and be witnesses for the Lord. And we can live an overcoming life. Yes, people that saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, some of them have backslid because they've got away from God. We know that. But as long as we're able to keep, amen, the altar built right, amen, and our life built right, and doing the right things in our life, and I don't mean just being in a rut or being just in a fixed way that you do everything the same way every day, but I'm telling you, there's times if you just pray from 3 to 4 in the afternoon or something, there's times God might call you down on your knees some other time. I remember when my wife was so very sick years ago, amen, when we had her with Martha with us, and I can remember. Amen. One day we came to the place where we just couldn't really take care of her like we were supposed to in our own home, and we had to take her to a home. I mean, that was the hardest day I'd ever had in my life up to that time. I had to do that, and I had my car all warmed up. It was a cold day, and just had got the coat on my wife, and I knew that I'd take her out this door. It's probably the last time she'll ever go out the door of this house. The last time that she'll sit on the couch in the living room. It's the last time that she'll go down the steps. It's the last time that she'll get in my car. And I mean, I had all those kind of thoughts. And if they don't work on you, God bless you. Hallelujah. And amen. Very hard. I had the car warming up, and some of my daughters and daughters-in-laws were there. And they were helping and getting things ready. Amen. Just about the time we was getting her up and starting for the door, my phone rang. Hallelujah. And when that phone rang, amen, Brother Baker from the state of Indiana that sat on this platform the other night, amen, my phone rang. Hallelujah. And on the other end, he said, "This is Brother Baker from the state of Indiana. Brother Eastman, what's wrong?" Amen. "For hours I've had you on my heart. I've been praying and praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. What has happened? What's going on?" Oh, my Lord God of heaven. Hallelujah. Right there. Right there. Hallelujah. I said, "I'm in the hardest place I've ever been in my life." And I explained to him what I said to you. I said, "The car's running. My wife has her coat on and scarf on. And we're about out for the last time to take her out of the house. Brother Eastman, let me pray. And he prayed. Hallelujah. I mean, the Lord's always on time. Amen. He's never too early and He's never too late. Hallelujah. He's right on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And He saved people and filled them with the Holy Ghost that they can mind the Lord. How could He ever know? How could He ever? I never called Him. I don't even know He knew my wife was sick and in need. I don't even know if He knew anything about it. But the Spirit of the Lord knew. I would go through things. I'd get calls from Florida to Maine, from Texas across to the ocean. Hallelujah. People would call me and said, for months your name has kept coming to me, and what is happening and what's going on. I'm here to tell you the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Hallelujah. People that know you can pray for you, but God can call other people that don't know who they're praying for, and they can get on their knees. You don't have to always have to know a name, but amen, you get on your knees and you pray and call upon God. God can move and God can work and do great and mighty things. We need saved. We need filled with the Holy Ghost. We need to keep our altars built. We need, amen, to keep ourselves in contact with the Lord, because you never know when God wants to use you. Hallelujah. Or He wants you to be in that part of the body of Christ where you're seeking the face of God. Hallelujah. And God can use you. Amen. And God can work in your life. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, God, tonight. Hallelujah, that You are a God. Hallelujah, that's alert and alive. And You do things well and You do them right. And God, You move. And my God, hallelujah, You move for Elijah. Hallelujah, and for the people that day that was so far away from You, Lord. You moved and You worked. And the fire of God, the presence of God came down. Hallelujah. God, that fire represents Your presence, God. Hallelujah, that moves in. Glory to God. Hallelujah, and if we allow it to, it'll burn out the draught. My God, hallelujah, and the things that don't matter in our life. And it'll draw us closer to You. Hallelujah, we're thankful, God. Lord, hallelujah, we're thankful for the Holy Ghost. God, the fire that comes, hallelujah, from, my God, our experience of being baptized. We're thankful, God, that we can walk in You and You walk in us and we can be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, we're grateful for it. Lord, touch our lives tonight, God. Pray that You will move around this altar, God. Hallelujah, confirm the Word with signs following tonight, Lord. I pray, oh God, that You're going to move and touch those unsaved in here, away from God, those that don't have the baptism, those that need deliverance, those that need a healing in their body. I pray, God, You're going to move and work in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, the first part of my altar call, are you right with God? Are you ready if He would call you tonight? Hallelujah. You go down the highway and never do get home. Amen. You bet you'll be out in eternity. Amen. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Hallelujah. Never given your heart to the Lord, wherever you're at, and everybody praying that knows the Lord, just raise your hand up. No, I don't know the Lord. I'd like to give my heart to Jesus tonight. Get your hand up. Amen. I'm looking all over, just my eyes, and amen, the Lord sees too, should be looking, but nobody else. Just get your hand up. Hallelujah. If you're here, glory to God. Amen. We want to take time because, hallelujah, you might, amen, be here tonight. Glory to God. Along with them, you know you're not right with the Lord. You know, amen, you're away from the Lord right now. If Jesus has come, you, amen, you're not sure if you would are ready to go. Just get your hand up wherever you're at. Hallelujah. God bless you. I see that hand. Amen. I see, yes, another hand. You're just not sure. Hallelujah. You're not sure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are there any others? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're looking to the Lord. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. All right. Hallelujah. You that lifted your hand. Hallelujah. It's a hard thing I'm going to say, but could you rise and come here to the altar and we'll pray with you. Hallelujah. You're not sure. Hallelujah. God bless you. I know you mean business with God as you come to the altar. When you come, that's showing the Lord that you mean business and you're coming to Him. I want some of the pastors to come here to the up front and help me now. If you will, please come to the altar. Say, well, I never seen a miracle. When people turn their lives over to the Lord, you're seeing a miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, they're coming. Glory to God. Anyone else that's raised your hand, hallelujah. We're not, looking down and think, boy, who are you? Not at all. You're not sure of your salvation, and you're coming. I want you, brothers, to pray with those that are around the altar. We need some Sister Larson, some pastor's wives maybe to come here. We've got some ladies up here. Hallelujah. 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 Don't you get nervous back there. Hallelujah. We're going to be calling on different ones tonight for different things that God wants to do tonight. Hallelujah. But we're going to take some moments here to give them a chance to pray with these that are here. Hallelujah. Pray with them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 They're giving them some direction. Pray.